We're speaking about the Minchas Chote. We've been trying to go through, after we spoke about the general categories of karbanos, individual karbanos, and to understand those individual karbanos, so one kind of a karban ola, and one kind of a karban mincha, one kind of a karban chatas, just to focus a bit on some of the details of the karbanos. Today we're speaking about Minchas Chote. Let me try to do at least decent job giving a bit of an introduction to what it is and when you offer it, to some basic halachos about it. And then we'll speak about one, I think, very important question, at least what seems to be a bit of a machlokas about it. The Torah in Perek Hay of Sefer Vayikra introduces a category of carbon called a carbon ola viyoreid. Not because it's a carbon ola, but because the carbon itself goes up and down depending on your wealth. It is for three specific kinds of chata'im. It's for three specific kinds of chata'im. And if you do those chata'im, so a wealthier person to get, it's like a chatas, the wealthier person has to bring from an animal, a behemah. The person who is then not as wealthy brings two birds, ophos. And the person that really doesn't have a lot of money gets to bring a flower offering, a carbon mincha, which is significantly cheaper. Obviously, to afford flour and oil is cheaper than an animal. That's called a carbon ola viyoreid. Now, the carbon ola viyoreid is offered in the following circumstances. We're going to say it's somewhere between 3 and 6, depending on how you count. The three averas that you do that make you bring a carbon ola viyoreid, one of them is if you violate what's called tumas mikdash v'kachav. That's done in one of two ways. That means that you either ate kachim bishogeg, you mistakenly ate kachim, even though you're tameh, or you entered the mikdash by mistake, even though you are tameh. Those are two averas that you violate. You either ate kachim b'shogeg, or you entered the mikdash b'shogeg. You have to bring, as a result, a carbon ola viyoreid. Depending on how wealthy you are, that impacts the kind of carbon that you bring. Also, if you violate a shvuas bitoy b'shogeg, what's a shvuas bitoy? Shvuas bitoy is a shvua that you make, saying that you either did or are going to do or not do something, and you violated it. So I said, I take a shvua, I'm going to camp this summer, and then next thing I know, it ain't going to happen. So that's a shvuas bitoy that you violated, b'shogeg, and then you would have to offer a carbon ola viyoreid, a carbon ola viyoreid. The third kind of avera that you violate is a shvuas ha'edas b'sheker. Someone comes and says, so I heard that you know testimony that would help me in my case. And you take a shvua that in fact you don't know any testimony, shvua sa'edas, a shvua that you don't have any information to help him, but you did that, you lied, either b'mezid or b'shogeg for that one, you have to bring a carbon ola viyoreid. Those are the three chatayim that you violate, either shvuas bitoy b'shogeg, Shvuas Edus, Bemezit, or Bishogig. Tumas Mikdash Kachav, which really like two ways of violating it. Either you ate Kachim Bishogig, or you entered the Mikdash Bishogig. Sam, 1 second. The Mishnah in Croesus on Daf Tes points out that really there are an additional two. The additional two are Yoledes, a woman that gave birth as part of her purification process. She also has a carbon that she brings based on her wealth, and a mitzora also. But Yoledes and mitzora, we're not going to speak about. They seem to be different. They may not really be brought for a chet. They only have two tiers of wealthier and less wealthy. The ones that we're speaking about are the ones that come for chata'im. They have three tiers. Ashir, Dal, and Dali Dalas. Very wealthy, poorer, and very, very poor. Those are the ones that we're primarily going to focus on. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Aseh, Ayin Beis, counts those three all as one mitzvah.
There's one mitzvah called Karban Ola V'Yored, in which you bring, if for Shavuos Bitoy, for Shavuos Ha'edus, for Tumas Mikveh Kachav, you bring that Karban, that's all one mitzvah. But Sad Yigon happens to count them as three separate mitzvahs, Behemas, Ofos, and Mincha. But that is at least a little bit of introduction to what Karban Ola V'Yored is. It seems to basically be a chatas, but it's a chatas which is not a regular chatas, and its lowest option when you're really very poor is what we're going to focus on today. I don't think Nadir's on a different list. Nadir's on a different list in that Mishnah. What we're going to speak about today is the last one, which is something which is very intriguing, the Karban Mincha. If I'm really not wealthy at all, and I lied, then when I said I don't know any ages for you, or I lied about a Shavua, or I went into Mikdash by mistake, Bishogeg, Betumah, so then I have to bring, and I'm very poor, I bring a Karban Mincha. That Mincha is referred to as a Minchas Chote. These are all just explicit psukim in Chumash. Stan, what's up?
Two questions.
Sure.
First, with regard to the Shavua, the Sahidus, whether it's the Mezid or the Shogeg, when the other ones are all the Shogeg incidents, and especially if it's related to a Chatas, which is only for the Shogeg sins, why would it not have, like, a different punishment for Mezid than the Shogeg?
Okay, I don't know for sure about why, I just know that it is. I don't know enough to tell you, like, why Dafka... Meaning Shogeg goes for Chatas goes Bederaklal on Shogeg, that much is accurate. This is not really a Chatas, meaning it's counted separately from a Chatas, but it's like a Chatas. We'll make that question more precise and a little bit more whatever in a little bit. Okay, fine. So we'll get there. Okay. What we're going to focus on is this Karban Mincha. It's a Mincha that you bring when you violated these averas and you have very, very little money. And there are a couple halachas here that are important to know about this particular kind of mincha. Let's go through them. One, the Mishnah in Menachos on Dav Beis Amid Aleph tells us that this mincha is different than other minchas. Other minchas, if while you're doing the avoda, while I'm performing the avoda for these minchas, If I had in mind shelo lishma, I had in mind the wrong karban, I had in mind the wrong owner. Normally, shelo lishma, by a mincha, it's still kosher, the karban's still good. It's just not ola lebaalim l'shem chova. It won't count for you. You didn't get kapara, whatever you wanted, but normally it still counts if you did a shelo lishma. Not this mincha. The minchas chote, just like we saw in the past, a carbon chatas. If you do it shelo lishma, if you don't have in mind the right owner, it's entirely pasal. So the minchas chote is different than regular minchas as far as shelo lishma. Regular minchas, if you have the wrong owner or carbon in mind, whatever it is, are still kosher. They may not count for this still kosher. This is not even kosher, a minchas chote. This is not even considered to be kosher. Additionally, the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us, on Peites, we've quoted this Mishnah a bunch, that if I have two minchas in front of me to offer, one of them was a voluntary mincha, the standard mincha in Perek Beis, I decided I want to bring a flour offering to the mikdash. I like fried food, I like fried dough, so I want to bring a mincha offering, I want to fry it. And someone else shows up at the exact same time, and they have to bring a minchas chote. He violated shvuas bitoy b'shogeg. Who goes first? The minchas chote goes first, because that is brought al hachet. It's brought because of a sin. So it comes first. Just like we saw, if you remember, a chatas, dam chatas, comes before dam ola, the karbanos which come because of a sin to offer kapara, they tend to get precedence before the karbanos that don't come to give you kapara for a sin. Typically, that's how it goes. Minchas chote comes first. There's one additional piece that's very important about minchas chote, and that is the following.
The Mishnah tells us in Minachos and Daf Nun Tes, the standard carbon mincha don't just have flour, they also have oil, and they have levona, frankincense, whatever that is. Most minchas have shemen and levona within them. Some minchas only have shemen, like the minchas nisachim, not for now. Some only have levona, like the lechem apanim, not for now. But minchas chote, the minchas chatas here, is in the category that it doesn't have shemen or levona. It's brought plain flour, it doesn't get oil, or frankincense, or the levona. It misses both of those things. The Torah, interestingly, says the reason why it doesn't is because kichatasu. We'll define what that means, but at least one way of understanding it, what the Gemara in Sota says, on Daf Tesvav, shemen and levona, they make a carbon nicer. When it has oil and the levona, it makes it nicer. This guy who's bringing it because of a sin, we don't want him to have his carbon be so mahudar. We don't want him to have his carbon look so nice. It's brought because the guy messed up. We don't want it to be that nice. Parentheses. Misvara, you could have argued the opposite. That if he's bringing it because he sinned, he should want it to look nice, so it could be brought for Reach Nichoach. There are always shown him that, say, it's a very odd comment of some of the Bali Atosvos in their Perush Al HaTorah, where they say, the Minchas Chote, Dafka has Shemen and Levona, because it has to look nice for Reach Nichoach, so you can get Kapara. And the Achronim point out, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't have Shemen or Levona. So that's a discussion. Achronim hadn't figured that out. But in general, we assume it does not have Shemen and Levona. It's a very plain kind of a carbon that you bring to get Kapara for your sin. That is our introduction to Minchas Chote. You have to bring it. It's tier 3 of being very poor. It's Shelo Lishma. It comes before other minchas. And it doesn't have shemen or levona, like most minchas have both the shemen and the levona with it. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Now we get to a very intriguing and I think very important question. And that's the following. What is the Minchas Chote? And here there are two ways of saying it. We're going to speak initially in very broad strokes. If we have time, we'll see. It's probably somewhere in between. But it's really not so clear how do you want to categorize this particular carbon, Mincha, which is brought for a Chote. One way of saying it is that it's a mincha. It's a mincha like any other mincha. Why is it a mincha like any other mincha? Well, it is a flower offering. It is a not brought from an animal. It's like a mincha. The avodah that you do, you're not shechting anything. There's no zrikas. You're doing the same things you do with a mincha. You're doing with a minchas chatas. That's what you're doing. Sorry, it even seems like, if you look in that Gemara in Sota, that really just like a regular mincha has shemen and levona, I would think this should also have shemen and levona. We just don't put it in because we don't want to make it so nice. But really it should be a mincha like any other mincha. It's really a mincha. All the halachas of mincha should really apply to it. It's kachay kachim like a mincha. Whatever it is, it's a regular mincha. Alternatively, one could suggest that this mincha is not really a mincha. It looks like a mincha, but it's not really a mincha. It is essentially a chatas. Why would I think it's really a chatas? Well, number one, the Torah actually says, don't put shemen and levona in it because ki chatas. It's a chatas. So that's one really fancy raya. The Torah calls it a chatas. That's why I would think it's a chatas. Additionally, the only reason why you're bringing a mincha, really I should be bringing an animal to get kapara for my chet. That's really why I should be bringing it. This is only like taking the place of a carbon olaviyoreid, which seems to be very similar to, in many ways, a chatas. It's analogous to a chatas. So in that sense, it really is in many ways
worthy of maybe being considered like a chatas. At least that's, again, one way of viewing. So plus, we know, it has some overlap with chatas. Just as a chatas shelo lishma, if I shecht the chatas, have the wrong owner or carbon in mind, it's entirely possible. Unlike most carbanos, this mincha, if I do it shelo lishma, is entirely possible. Unlike most carbanos. So what we have here is something fascinating, which is to figure out what exactly is this mincha. Is it really a mincha or is it a chatas? Nafka mina. Should I be giving shir on it today when we're speaking about a detail of a mincha? Should I be giving shir about it tomorrow when we're speaking about details of a chatas? Or maybe it is the best thing to do today as we bridge from mincha to chatas. Maybe it's just we nailed it. We got to figure that out a little bit. There are, broadly speaking, l'dati, two extreme shitos that are out there. One, we go in order of Sefer Vayikra, Afi, of Parshas Vayikra. We would never skip Shlomim. That would be like, you can't do that. The Briska Rav in Menachos on Beis Amud Aleph says, it's a very important Briska Rav, it's having the first piece in Meseches Menachos. The Briska Rav says, the fact that Chatas Karya Rachmana, the fact that the Torah calls it a Chatas, tells us that it's not just like really a mincha, but gets called a chatas to teach me a particular halacha. Says the Briska Rav, minchas chote has kedushas chatas. This is really has the kedush of a chatas. It happens to be it because you're poor. Instead of bringing it from an animal, you bring it from flour. But it really has kedushas chatas entirely. Kedushas chatas entirely. However, we don't have time to say out how you get this. There is a Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Mikubetzes in Menachos and Dalet Amud Aleph. This Rav Yoshua, Rashiva of Brisk and Yerushalayim, the grandson of the Briska Rav, pointed out in his Shiurim, this Rabbeinu Peretz, which goes against the Briska Rav, where Rabbeinu Peretz, at least in one day, comments that no. When the Torah calls this Mincha Echatas, it is not redefining the nature of this mincha. It's not saying this is really a chatas that comes from flour. It's really a carbon mincha, like any other mincha. The only reason the Torah calls it a chatas is liyalfusa be'alma, to teach me a halacha here or a halacha there, that sometimes you have a limud, a pasuk, which teaches me that there are some halachas of chatas that transport, that come over to Minchas Chotei, but it's not really a Chatas. It's not really a Chatas. It's a Mincha that happens to have a Pasuk, which we're going to learn out from a particular Halacha. But don't make a bigger deal out of it than it seems. It's really a Mincha, which means we seem to have a very fundamental Machlokas. How do you categorize Minchas Chotei? Is it really a Chatas? Or is it really a mincha? How are you going to view it? How are you going to categorize it? General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, Rafi, what's up?
What is the animal version of the carbon olam you already categorized?
Probably as a version of a chatas. Meaning, it's enough different, it gets counted as its own mitzvah in the meaning of 613, but it's really essentially like in the category of chatas. It's a little bit misleading in the psukim, because it says the word asham initially, but that's a misleaning kind of a thing. Who quotes Rabbeinu Peretz? Rabbeinu Peretz is quoted by Rav Avraham Yoshua Soloveitchik. He is the son of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, not the one that often gets called in our circles the Rav, rather Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who was a Brisker Rav son, Rav Yoshua Rashiva of Brisk in Yerushalayim. So in his Sfarim, in his Shiurim, that's where you find this Rabbeinu Peretz. I mean, you find him in Shiurim Betzas. The Ha'ara that's against the Briska Rav, that Ha'ara he made in the Shiurim. Now, I want to give one sort of quick nafkamina, potential nafkamina. At least I think it's a nafkamina. And then we'll speak about one issue a little bit at greater length. The nafkamina would be as follows. We saw this in the past, that we're trying to have some built-in chazaras here, because
A lot of it's new, so it's helpful if we can come back on some things. We saw the Sugyan Temura, Daf Tezayin or so, that there are five kinds of carbon chatases, which are called the chataos hamesos. It's five kinds of carbon chatases, that if a particular thing happens, the chatas dies. You can't let it, you can't redeem it, you can't offer in the carbon, it dies. What's an example? Chatas, which is offered where the owner of the chatas died himself. The owner died, or he got kapara through a different means. So the special halacha of carbon chatas, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that the chatos, hamesos, these chatases, they have to die. You can't offer it, you can't redeem it, they just die. Chatos, hamesos. Wonders the achronim, does that apply also to the minchas chote? Does it apply also? If a person separated the minchas chote and then he dies, do we say just like chatos hamesos, this you also have to just dispose of right now? Do we say no? It's not like a chatas. It has a different halacha. Maybe you could even offer it. Maybe you have to redeem it. But who says does it have the same halacha of chatos hamesos or not? Does it have the same halacha? Is it or is it not like a chatas? So, one second, Rafi and Effi. The Minchas Chinuch says, no. It's a halacha l'mosh mi-sinai by chatas. There's no source to extend it to Minchas Chote. So it's not going to apply. I.e., the way one way of saying it out is, Minchas Chote, this is a din in, it's a mincha. It's a mincha. It may have a certain overlap. It's a carbon mincha. The halacha l'mos misinai chatos hamesos only applies to chatases. This is not a real chatas. And therefore, we will not apply the halacha of chatos hamesos to it. However, the Mikdash David points out a comment of the Talmud Yerushalmi, where the Mikdash David says, not true. Just like we apply to animal chatos, the halacha l'mos misinai of chatos hamesos, the carbon has to die. So too with minchas chote, we will say, the animal has to die. Why? What's the logic? So one svara may be, and maybe tali in other issues, but one svara may be, it has kedushas chatas. It's a chatas. Just it happens to be offered not from an animal, but from flour. So just like with the chatas, we were taught, if you can't offer these chatos hamesos, this is what we do, it dies. So too with minchas chote, this is what we do, and it dies. So we have this chakira, is it really a chatas or really a mincha? A nafkamina is chatos hamesos. How are you going to categorize it? General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, we got some questions. Rafi, what's up? Or Effie, Rafi already spoke, I think, today. Yeah. Okay, there's a million questions to wonder about, which we're not speaking about at all. Those are really important sugyas of what happens when wealth changes, as it does, you know, many of us are even, you know, aware of that in the world in which we live. Wealth fluctuates. From the Avera, you were mafresh to karban, then you became wealthier or poorer. Those are all really complicated and important sugyas. It's a fair question. There's a long way of saying I'm not answering your question. Rafi.
Would you say that by all chatos, all chatos, has that in there?
Pashtas, yeah. Okay, Yonah, where's the Mikdash David? I think it's on the sheet. I didn't put it on the sheet. That'd be sloppy on me. Mikdash David, I'll send you, when I send out the notes later, I'll send you a copy of the Mikdash David. So you could that Michas Chinuch, it's Michas Chinuch and Mikdash David. I'll send it when I can. Okay, Avi makes a good hour here also in the chat, which is the fact that the Rambam, one way of saying it, if you wanted to keep on going, I'm not sure this is it's true for the Rambam. I'll make it more sweeping, but not as good. But Avi's point is the fact that the Rambam counts all of these. Ashir, Dal, Dali Dalis, as one mitzvah, may really give you the implication that it's really a chatas. It's all included in the same mitzvah called chatas. If you learn like Rav Sadia Gaon,
that it's really three separate mitzvahs, you definitely have some more room to maneuver with. I'll make a quick point in brackets. You could definitely take it or leave it. The Netziv, I believe, points out that, you know, it's interesting. Most minchas really aren't mechaper enough. Like, this mincha is mechaper a whole lot. So, if you understand it's not really a mincha, it's a chatas, you're good to go. The Netziv happens to say that when the really poor person brings this mincha, his kapara is not really solely coming from the mincha itself. As opposed to the rich guy, the kapara really comes from the karban. When it comes to the person who's really poor, part of the kapara he gets is like a result of the impact of his poverty. And a result of like not being able to afford the behemah and that, and the process of going through all of it. So some of his kapara isn't even really only through the karban. So one way of like making it not really a chatas is it isn't even providing the same degree of kapara, says the Netziv. Really, a lot of the kapara comes etzem through the process that he's going through of not even being able to afford it. V'chule, you can look inside for his exact lashon. Sam, that's your point also, Avi. It's a good one. When Avi said it, and even if you would have said it, it's a good point also. You know? Okay. I think they say there's a machlokas. The Rambam writes in Shmoneh Prakim that you have to mekabel emes mimisha amar from whoever says it. The Gra writes in the beginning, I think of his Peirush and Shir HaShirim, that there's actually, and this I think many of us know also, there's increased value not only based on who says it, but the author matters. If the person's an expert in the field, you tend to take it a little bit more seriously. So there's a certain tension here between always and general. Sam is holy and great. I just wanted to share this anyway because I don't get too often enough. On the one hand, you want to be Mekabel MS, whoever says it. On the other hand, there are certain people that have a certain authority, which makes us more likely to take what they say. So Avi said it was wonderful. Sam said it was wonderful. Baruch Hashem, it was both MS and they have the authority by their own standing. Avi is even a published author in 185th and Wall Street. So that's already like a shtickle, you know. He's already a little more established. Sam, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for the published works to come out. Now, there is an interesting machlokas. And this will take us, I think, through to the end. I think so. And that's the following. You know what? One quick other thing. So how come there's no Shemen and Lavona in this Mincha? How come there's no Shemen and Lavona in this Mincha? So now there's really two Mehalchim in why the Minchas Chote is no Shemen and Lavona. The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon as saying, really maybe it should have Shemen and Lavona, but because we don't want it to be so fancy and so nice, it's brought for a sin, we tell them not to bring it. We pointed out, it sounds like, according to Reb Shimon, that the pshat is that really this mincha should have Shemen and Lavona. It just doesn't have Shemen and Lavona because we don't want it to be so fancy. But we would point out, the simple way of reading the Pasuk in Chumash is like the Brisker Rav in a very smooth way. How would you read the Pasuk in Chumash? What does the Pasuk say? Lo yosim aleha shemen v'lo yitin aleha levona ki chatas hi. Why am I not putting shemen or levona? Because it's a chatas. And chatas is don't have shemen and levona. Only a mincha has shemen and levona. Chatas does not have shemen and levona at all. So there's two ways of saying it. If it's like a mincha, maybe it really should have shemen and levona. Just we don't put it for side reasons. We don't want it to be so mahudar. If, however, it's really a chatas, it's very understandable why it doesn't have Shemen and Lavona with it, because chatas is don't have Shemen and Lavona with it. That's halacha specifically about mincha. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to make a really quick point right now. I just don't know when I'll have the opportunity to ever make, I don't know, like, the next time that we're going to have Shirim and Karbanos, and we'll spend more time on mincha. So I'll make the point out very quickly. There is a major debate amongst Rishonim and Achronim and maybe two days in the Gemara and Menachos on Daf Ches, whether Shemen and Lavona are like part really of the Cheftza Shal Mincha, or the Mincha is really the flower. Shemen and Lavona just get added on a bit. Okay, not so much for now. If you understand that the Mincha
shemen and lavona really are like part of the guf ha-mincha, what's something the Brisker Rav holds, then the fact that minchas chote doesn't have shemen lavona becomes all the more important. And if it's really always part of the mincha itself, and now it's not there, then it's very, very telling. It's very, very telling. Okay. Now, where else do we see this issue come up? Is it really like a mincha, or is it really like a chatas? In the following case, the Mishnah tells us that minchas chote is like a chatas, in that just as a chatas shelo lishma is pasal, so too a minchas chote shelo lishma is pasal. That's the Mishnah. Wonders the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Daled, why? How come a minchas chote is pasal shelo lishma? Why is it pasal? So here you find something fascinating. The Gemara initially says, because chatas karya rachmana. It's called a chatas. And the way lechor, the Brisker Rav would read that line at least, is it has kedushas chatas. So just as a chatas shelo lishma is pasal, so to a mincha, which is brought for a sin, a minchas chote, shelo lishma is pasal. It's essentially a chatas with all the same halachas, meaning just as the Mikdash David said, the halacha of chatas mesos applies to it, so too, the halacha of shelo lishma applies to it. That is the initial stage of the Gemara. However, the Gemara seems to reject that. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat, because we have a similar halacha about the mincha of a sota. Mincha of a sota is not called a chatas. There must be a different explanation. And the Gemara ends up quoting a different pasuk. The pasuk says he, it says he by chatas, it says he by minchav sota, it says he by the minchav achote, and that's why shelo lishma's pasal. Not because of chatas karya rachmana, but because of a separate reason, a separate pasuk teaching me shelo lishma is pasal. That's the give and take in the Gemara. Initially because it's called chatas, then the Gemara backtracks, no, it's not because it's called chatas, it's because it's a similar pasuk found amongst multiple mincha of a sota, mincha of a chote, chatas in general, the same word teaches me shelo lishma is pasal. That's a Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. What's fascinating is the following. Tosfos, in the Nachos on Daf Dalet, in Zvachim and Daf Samech Gimel, in different contexts, says, that's what our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara is saying that the reason why Minchas Chote is pasal, if you had the wrong owner in mind, or the wrong carbon in mind, is not because of Chatas Karya Rachmana. It's not because it's called Chatas. That's not the pshat at all. For a different pasuk, a different reason. Interestingly though, Rashi, in Menachos on Daf Hei, and in Zvachim on Daf Samech Gimel, Rashi quotes what appears to be the Havamin of the Gemara. And Rashi says, you know why Minchas Chote is Pasul Shelo Lishma? Because Chatas Karya Rachmana. Rashi even goes so far as to say in parentheses, that you know why the Mincha that a Sota brings, or her husband brings, is Pasul Shelo Lishma? That's also called a Chatas. Even though Torah never calls it a Chatas. But Rashi says, Chatas Karya Rachmana, that's why a Chatas is Pasul Shelo Lishma, that's why a Michas Chot is Pasul Shelo Lishma, because Chatas Karya Rachmana. There's a lot that you could say in the Gemara itself. Is it really the two sides? Is it not the two sides? A lot you could say. But one way of saying it, at least, is bringing back the same question. According to Tosfos, it's possible, Minchas Chote is not really a Chatas. That's a simple pshat of the Gemara and Avdalit. The connection to Chatas is not sufficient. The Karen Ora there on Tosfos in Menachos, that's pretty clear, like, we reject Chatas Karya Rachmana. It's totally out for Tosfos. So the fact that it has overlap in Halacha
is for Sai Limudim reasons. Don't think Minchas Chote is a Chatas, and that's why it's Shalol Lishma. It's because of a different Pasuk, which taught me Shalol Lishma is Pasuk. But what's Rashi doing? Rashi keeps on bringing up Chatas Karya Rachmana. And the Mitzvah Eisan in Menachos Andav Hei tries to like reread the whole Gemara to have it make sense that even Lamaskana, it's Pasuk Shalol Lishma because it's called a Chatas. That makes a lot more sense if you understand that it really has Kedushas Chatas. Why is it Pasul? Well, if Chatas is Shalol Lishma, this is also Pasul Shalol Lishma. Again, there's a lot more, it gets a little fancier in the Limudim, but it's one way of saying out Limaskana, what's going on for Rashi and Tosfos. Is it really a Chatas, or is it really a Mincha? What exactly is it? Okay. General clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There's one additional place that I'm not going to speak about. But I want to tell you what we're not going to talk about. It's called a scam. We're talking about it, I know. But we're not going to talk about the following. There is a machlokas, it seems, according to Tosfos, an additional place where this comes up, which is, there's a halacha called Mosar Chatas. It's a Gemara in Menachos and Daf Kuf Ches. What if you dedicated money for a Chatas to buy an animal, and meat prices went down, and now you have leftover money that you planned on using for a Chatas? So the halacha is, we take the leftover money, and we offer with it an Ola of a Tzibor. We offer with it carbonos on behalf of the tzibor. We want the mizbeach to always be full with carbonos. So leftover chatas money, that's what we do with it. That's a gemara and daf kufches. There is, according to Tosfos at least, a machlokas in the gemara, do we say the same thing about leftover minchas chote money? The price of flour and oil went down, and now I have extra money. Does that also get transferred? Does it not get transferred for an ola or not? So that may be a similar context where it comes up. What I do want to make clear, and the Brisker Rav in that sugya, in Hilchos Psuah Hamikdash and Perek Hay, it's very likely that Minchas Chote is like a Mincha and like a Chatas, and different halachas will be based on different things. And to figure out, so how much is it like a Mincha, how much like a Chatas? But at least the two directions are very much there. So we spoke today about Minchas Chote. There's something called the carbon ola v'yored. Three averas. You lied about a shvua by mistake. Shvuas edus. You lied that you didn't know testimony. You were lying. You took a shvua, you know testimony. B'meiz an orbe shogig, or you entered the mikdash or ate kachim by mistake. B'tuma. You have to bring carbon ola v'yored. You're wealthy, you're an animal. Poorer, two birds. Really poor? Minchas Chote. We wondered, Minchas Chote, is it more like a mincha, more like a chatas? We saw the Brisker Rav says it has Kedushas Chatas. Rabbi Peret, not so fast. It's a mincha. It just has certain halachic overlap. But really, it's a mincha. We pointed out that there are a bunch of places where the question comes up. How much is it really like a chatas, or is it not like a chatas? That gets into the core of what Minchas Chote itself is really all about.